This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
So let's have some names in the news. This is Monday.
GD, by the way, is for
good
day. Good
day, exactly.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said GD.
You said GD.
Yeah, it's not the other GD. It's
GD.
Good day.
It's good day, right. Yeah, right. You think these people who are smart, just by the fact they're listening to this program, haven't figured that out yet?
I just wanted to clarify, just in case.
I appreciated it.
Yeah, me too.
We are prepared here to bring you extra virgin olive oil today.
E-V-O-O.
I feel happy. Repeat after me, Richie. I feel happy.
I feel happy.
I feel healthy.
I feel healthy.
I feel terrific.
I feel terrific.
I love Doug Steffen.
I love Doug Steffen.
Life is for laughing.
You got me on that one. Life is for laughing.
Life is for loving.
Life is for loving.
Life is for living.
Life is for living.
Life is for...
I see a pattern here.
And doggone it, people like you. All right, Stuart Smalley, what's the name?
All right.
Now what?
I state your name.
All right, so Rich McFadden is in the nation's capital, the headquarters for Radio America, which is our originating network, even though we are carried by four or five other esteemed organizations. We actually do the dirty work in Washington, where Richie is. And the judge making news in the district over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The judge ruling that the district's ban on carrying guns.
You got them, pack them.
Outside a person's home violates Second Amendment rights. Second Amendment is the right to bear arms.
Depending on
the justice ruled that in Washington, the ban on carrying guns outside a person's home violates his or her Second Amendment rights. So that means you can be blasting away right outside your home at pretty much anything. The squirrels that are out beside your house, shoot them. Any woodchucks in your neighborhood?
Well,
shoot them.
Hey, Dougie.
It's the right to bear arms.
Doesn't mean you
using them is a whole different story.
Ah, okay.
In D.C.
And have those rules been underscored here? Do we know what the rules are? We know
you can carry a gun,
but what do you do after?
Yeah, the dilemma is they made a law that says, okay, if you're going to own a gun, you're not allowed to carry it outside of your house.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, that's just dumb.
Right. Hear this little thing called the Constitution. You might have a little problem with that in court.
So didn't they know that? Didn't the city council know that? Well, of course they did. But why let that stand in the way of getting a good headline?
Right.
Right? Well, there's a lot of violence in Washington, but, you know, there is a lot of violence in Chicago.
I'll tell you what.
A lot of violence in Los Angeles.
I do not know what the, let me see what the murder rate is in D.C. It's down. I mean, you know, my brother works in the hood, and it's not so bad anymore. I mean, it's still the hood.
Did your brother ever shoot anybody?
He's never shot anybody.
No.
He's pulled a gun.
No, he did.
So now he works in the school system. So it's, you know, it's fights.
That's more frowned upon.
Yes.
You don't want to go around shooting people there.
Well, I mean, I remember the story 2 or 3 years ago. He had to expel a kid.
He did it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
A good kid. Well, the school system expelled him. He works at the main school he works at is a charter school.
Yeah.
He says it's a great school.
Uh-huh.
But he also works at Blue, which is, you don't want to be caught dead there.
What's Blue? What's
Blue. Blue High School is the rough neighborhood school down there.
Okay.
So a kid at the charter school, who is a good kid, was reported to have a gun in his locker.
Really?
My brother approached him, asked him. He said, yes, he did. He said, let's go get it. They went to his locker, opened it, got it, and that's it. There are no second chances.
Well, there are not to be second chances about that.
And he asked
him. He was bringing it for protection.
He was bringing it. That's exactly why he was bringing it. But it doesn't matter.
How old was he?
16.
Dad.
15, and he had 16. A gun, but he had a permit at 16, right?
He did not have a problem.
No, he was probably being threatened.
He was being threatened.
Can you get, what's the youngest, at what age can you get a gun permit in Washington?
18, I would imagine.
18. Uh-huh. Is that universal pretty much around the country?
I think, yeah.
18 years old to have a gun. Well, if you can carry one in the service.
Right.
Put a uniform on, go out and blast away, so you better, you ought to be able to have one in private life as well.
Think about that, having to take a gun to school.
How old can you, at what age do you vote?
18.
Mm-hmm. What's the 21? Drinking.
Drinking.
Yeah, okay.
You can do everything at 18 except drink.
Drink. And we all know that everybody adheres to that law.
I did.
Right.
I did.
Yeah, sure you did. I'm absolutely sure.
I may not have been 18, but I had some piece of paper that said I was.
Yeah, right. Oh, 21. Even better, Richie.
Right.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Funny how I look just like my friend Joe.
Yeah. How many people shop at dollar stores? Raise your hand.
I've been a few times.
Anybody stop at the Dollar Tree store?
Family Tree.
Family Dollar.
Dollar Tree.
Yeah. I'm confused because are there not three or four of these that are pretty much all
the same? Yeah, there's the Dollar Tree. There's Family Dollar. There's 99 Cent Store. There's a whole bunch of them.
Five Below. But those are the two big ones.
Dollar Tree and Family Dollar are the big ones?
Right.
Okay.
And don't forget Dollar General. That's a good one.
Oh, Dollar Tree is buying Dollar stores for $9 billion.
For a dollar.
For a dollar.
Should that be for a dollar?
It should be. You're right.
You're getting ripped off.
Somebody's getting screwed in this deal. Right. Can you imagine that? Is that kind of dough in selling junk? Because that's basically what
it's not,
is.
Though, anymore. It's not. If you go to the Dollar Tree, they actually sell produce and stuff. And you can even
get
organic produce there.
For a dollar?
For a buck.
Really?
I went yesterday to try. My son Sean keeps losing his charging cords for his iPod.
Really?
And I'm like, all right, I got to find an alternative. So I went to Radio Shack, Best Buy, Target. He goes to a friend's house. He's out somewhere, wherever. So we're always just missing them. So then he comes and gets one of ours. So yesterday, after going to Radio Shack, Target, Walmart, and Best Buy, and not being able to find anything cheaper than $15, I decided I'm going to go to Five Below. It's in our local shopping center.
95 cent instead of a dollar?
$4.
$4.
Yeah. Now, it's a knockoff brand, and we'll see if it works as good. But if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I learned.
Uh-huh. All right. So I find that is, and I know there's a prejudice here. Some people think that I sound like a snob when I say that stuff. As a matter of fact, I was criticized recently for suggesting, when we're talking about Provia, which is the all-natural product that cleanses your scalp, gets the pores clean so your hair can grow, because I say often, not always, but often when I'm talking about that you have created this situation by buying those cheap shampoos at the dollar store, using them. If it's creamy, you put it on your scalp, likely it's going to go into your pores and plug them up. And because I said you buy them at the dollar store, somebody who runs a dollar store sent me an email, Doug@DougStefan.com, Rich@DougStefan.com, Ken@DougStefan.com, Jennifer@DougStefan.com for your information. Because I said that, this person accused me of being a snob. Well, just because you have money, you can go buy things at the big department stores, but we don't have any money. You know what? I don't even know where there's a dollar store around here, but I know in California where they are because I have gone into the dollar stores there. And it's, sometimes I say, well, I haven't gone to McDonald's, I don't go to Walmart, and so people get the idea that I'm some kind of a snob. That stuff or being in that atmosphere doesn't do it for me. I'm not a sophisticated shopper. I'm not a good shopper. I will tell you that. But I don't like that atmosphere. And you can say whatever you want.
I'll tell you something.
About if I sound like a snob. But
I was in Walmart, and I'll go out on a limb, and I'll sound like a snob. There's a bunch of dirtbags walking around in that. The one near me.
Yeah.
The place is dirty. Yeah. The place is unorganized.
Yeah. You know what?
The place
you won't find it cheaper for contact lens solution or toothpaste. And if you're trying to save money. Look, I wish we had a Walmart near me because for stuff like that, for the basics, it's it's the cheapest. It really is.
I went in yesterday. Is that all you care about? The power cable.
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes. Here's the thing. If I'm buying a tube of, I'm not endorsing Crest toothpaste, but let's say I'm buying a tube of Crest toothpaste, and it's either $1.50 at Walmart or $2-something at Target. I love Target, so I might go into Target because they have other things that I'm interested in there. But if you're trying to save money, you're going to go to Walmart to save money. If you're buying the same tube of toothpaste that's no different anywhere else and it's 50 cents cheaper, you're going to go to Walmart.
But it's just dirty and nasty in there.
Well, the problem for me with Walmart is that it smells like when you walk in.
Yeah.
You
got
to get that kind of Walmart whiff. But you know what?
Well,
again,
what
if you're saving
saying.
Money, you're saving money.
That's what Richie's saying. Well, would you save? How much do you really save in that circumstance? Richie's story was better than yours.
You've got kids. You know, you save a lot.
Uh-huh. You do save.
All right, anyway,
as much as I hate it, every now and then I find myself walking in there just because I know it's going to be $5 cheaper.
Let's finish the Provia story as long as I started on that path. Provia Natural Hair Therapy cleanses the pores. Gets that stuff, if you use enough of it over the years, it's like cement. You can't imagine unless you see it come out. I saw this once.
I'll back you up on this. When I was going through my chemotherapy and researching how not to lose your hair doing chemotherapy, they say switch from the creamy shampoos to the clear, clean shampoos.
Yep, right.
Because
exactly.
of this exact reason.
Right. Okay. So Richie's backed me up. I got the info. I have the credibility. Now all I have to do is tell you how to get Provia, which is easy because you get it direct from the manufacturer. You don't have to go to the store to get this. Matter of fact, it's better to get it this way because you know it's being shipped to you right from the factory fresh. 800-525-8319. Call for Provia, which works for both men and women on your scalp. Colored hair, no problem. Treated hair, no problem. 800-525-8319. And this stuff sells well in the summertime because a lot of people want to have more hair visible. Summer activities, you're swimming a lot, you don't have a hat on, that kind of stuff, sweating. So it is for your benefit. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is one phone call away. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen, and they'll send you the new Provia Super Concentrate, which will work even faster, get better results, so you don't have to watch the summer go bye-bye and not have that new hair coming in. The follicles grow in through the pores that have been cleansed. Natural. It's your hair coming back again. Whoopee! 800-525-8319.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Every day, love grows on the Good Day program. Love, friendship, and funness. 21 after the hour.
folks. This is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Me. All right, time for our new contest. This is the One Hit Wonder Contest, exclusively on Good Day. Listen up very carefully and say how you win.
She ain't got the money. Clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free.
Favorite pop hits.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it.
Really?
No. I don't think so.
No, this is one I'm going to go.
No. Oh. Yeah, no, this is a song everybody loves. Crank it up, Reggie. So, this is a song from 1970 called Love Grows, and this is how this contest works. We play a hit song by an artist that only had one hit. What you have to do is tell us the name of the artist by dialing 888-302-3684. Your prize for being the person on the air who has the right answer will be a CD with 14 of these one-hit wonders on it.
So if you're listening to this song and the light bulb goes off over your head, and you know what it is.
888-3684. All right, the name of the artist, they were a UK pop group. They were all studio musicians, and they did this sort of thing, a dozen times or more. Just use different names of different, they'd come up with a different name every time they come up with a different song. The member's name is Tony Burrows, who's probably most famous for doing this. Tony McCauley, Barry Mason, that may or may not help you. The name of the group is what we need to know. Who is doing this song? Ooh, la, la, girl, with my just such a happy, happy song. So, now's the time to call 888-302-3684 and win a CD with 14 one-hit wonders if you can tell us the name of the group doing that song, Love Garros. 888-302-3684. All right, meanwhile, there's a story from Cape Cod today. While you're figuring out who
the... Great cocktails there, by the way.
Cape Cod?
Yeah, vodka
Great
cranberry.
Great. Cocktails. Cranberry. Oh, I see. Yes, because they're all... Yeah, I got it. Okay. the story of sharks and the Cape. Sharks now have become a tourist draw, especially in the town of Chatham, which could be, if you, you know, spend a little bit of time there, just like Amity. Remember Amity?
Yeah, they had a Bill horror.
Amityville, well, yeah, but this, well, it was a horror. The shark was a horror. But now what they're doing is changing the theme. They're turning around to make something bad into something good. They're honoring the sharks on Cape Cod this summer. They're embracing. There are sharks that have been off the coast of Chatham. Normally, when the weather is better and the water gets warmer, it's right on the corner of the coast of the Cape. So it's where the water is the warmest. They have the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy there now, a new organization that urges people to spread the white shark love. So instead of, they've countered the newspapers, which on the Cape, when the sharks show up, look out, they're going to get you, to embrace them. They're here, and you go out and you take a boat, you go look at them and that kind of stuff. So instead of, I think this is a wonderful example of how you turn something that's bad into something that's good. I think it was, I thought it's clever. Thank you very much. All right, let's see here. How about we go to Hagerstown, Maryland, where James is. James, name of the group that sings Love Grows as My Rosemary Goes. What's the name of this group?
Edison Lighthouse.
It is the Edison Lighthouse.
Oh, like a light bulb.
That's very good. Yeah. Richie figured that out.
Good job.
So you're going to get that 14 one-hit wonder CD. Stand by for that. Thank you, sir. 28 after on Good Day. Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Each year in America, there are more new cases of skin cancer than cancers of the breast, prostate, lung, and colon combined. Despite this, the last time a new sunscreen ingredient was allowed to come to market in the U.S. was last century. It's not because there aren't new ingredients, though. Canadians and Europeans have used many new sunscreen ingredients in recent years. The problem is that those ingredients haven't been approved for use here by the government. Why? Time magazine reports that those ingredients are generally considered safe. One reason is that sunscreens are regulated differently here. The Food and Drug Administration's approval process can take seemingly forever. Let's be fair, I have great respect for the FDA, but I also know that one of the big reasons more sunscreens aren't sold here is America's lawsuit problem. Even if you were willing to sign a waiver so you could buy sunscreens now used safely in Canada and Europe, American courts can't be counted on to honor your wishes. And that's just wrong. Learn more. Visit our website at Center for America.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's 33.
Wild blue yonder. Everybody.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Welcome to Huntsville, Alabama. Hello. And to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hello and good morning to you, Daytona Beach, where we're a big smash all over Florida.
We're a Vero smash on the beach.
WTTV. Who's your what?
We're a smash on the beach.
We are, in fact. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's turning on. All right. So let's get to the news, shall we?
Shall we?
Let's combat ignorance. Let's get to the heart of the matter. You'll have the television report in a few minutes for us, Jennifer, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you have the story of Freddie Prinze Jr. and Kiefer Sutherland?
Sure.
You know what the story is?
Oh, I will in a minute.
Kenny, do you know what the story is?
I do not.
No. Richie, you know what the story is?
Give us a sneak peek. Come on, Dick.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was at Comic-Con over the weekend, as was Kiefer Sutherland.
Right.
The two men had entirely different readings on Freddie Prinze's time when he was on 24. He said, well, Freddie Prinze has been in some fairly decent movies, right?
Yeah.
Sure,
fairly
yeah.
He's
Scooby-Doo, you know.
Well known.
First bitch.
All right. So he said that when he was on 24, it was the worst, most terrible experience. I hated every moment, he said, when he was talking to an interviewer.
Why would you say that?
Why?
To get attention, because nobody pays attention.
Well, you know what? I'm wondering about that, because Kiefer Sutherland, when approached about the same thing, had just the opposite point of view. He said, we've had some great actors. And he talked about Freddie Prinze Jr. He talked about some of the others, but I'm pulling that out because he was the exact opposite. And Prince said, I'm 6 feet. They made me take my shoes off because Sutherland's only 5'6". So what? I didn't have, you know, I asked Mary Lynn Reiskopf, when she and I and the Greg and the people that went to Israel.
Greg Brown. Grunberg, as you're talking about. That was the other name you just tripped over?
Yeah, I just tripped over that. And when we were talking, you know, they were happy to talk about some of the people that they work with. I've never been around, I shouldn't say never, but Grunberg is very positive, as you can kind of imagine. You can hear it in his voice, you kind of see it in his personality. He wouldn't say anything bad about anyone
right.
to save his soul. And Mary Lynn, sort of the same thing. But she's the closest person associated with Kiefer in any project he's ever done. Is there anybody more associated with Kiefer Sutherland than Mary Lynn Reichkopf?
Donald Sutherland, but other than that.
His father.
Right.
Well, his father's only been in one, I think they've only worked together once or twice.
No, but I mean, right. that's the first thing you think of when
yeah,
you
do that. Right, exactly. Okay. So anyway, anytime I've ever seen Kiefer, he's always been very, very polite. He's been very humble. He's been, he's my son says that he doesn't have a great rap with a lot of the community, the Hollywood gang.
Well, because he's a drinker.
Yeah,
he's a party
big
guy.
Partier guy. Yeah, he is.
But I don't think he parties with other celebrities all that much. I think he likes just going out and hanging
yeah,
out.
Hanging out. I think you're probably right.
I think he tries to be a normal person.
But I think Richie got the gist of what I was saying. I don't know anything about Freddie Prinze. I thought he was good in 24.
What has Freddie Prinze done since 24?
Well, he said that he said it almost turned me off on acting. I
really?
Went away. I worked for Vince McMahon. He said it was crazier than working with Kiefer. But at least he's cool and tall. I didn't have to take my shoes off to do scenes with him, which they made me do. Jerk.
That's jerky.
Yeah, I think it is kind of
Let's
jerky.
Let's see. He was on an episode of Bones in 2013 and 2014.
Yeah.
He was in Star Wars Rebels, The Witches of East End in 23. I mean, he hasn't done a movie. Robot Chicken.
What well, he's blaming working with
chicken.
Kiefer. He's blaming working with Kiefer as to why he didn't keep going in his acting career.
Hmm.
I think that's a little low, frankly.
That's kind of jerky.
Let me tell you something. He hasn't had a whole lot to. He was a voiceover on a video game.
Right.
I want to know what he did for wrestling.
Kind of a strange reality. Speaking of things that are strange, a couple of strange things from California this weekend, Jennifer. First, the fires in Northern California in the Sierra Nevada foothills charred 6 square miles. 10 homes burned to the ground. Nobody's been hurt. But that is something that's moderately typical. I don't know if this time, it's usually in the wintertime that you hear these stories, and more than the summer, isn't it?
No, this is usually fire season because things are dry, it's hot, not a lot of humidity in the air.
Speaking
but you know
of,
what
yeah,
the offshoot of this will be that wine, if you buy wine, if you're a wine fan,
yeah.
if you get wine from the areas where these are burning now, you're going to taste the smoke in the 2014 vintage.
Really?
Seriously.
You will.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on what you like. But sometimes it's so overwhelming that they'll just have to dump the grapes. Other times they'll be able to blend it in the right way so that it actually adds character to the
wine.
Can
they tell that before they actually make the wine? Can they taste the grapes and go, okay, this is bad?
No, I think they're going to have to. They'd have to. I mean, with fire, they have to press the juice just to see how much it's there.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right, so the situation in Venice, California over the weekend, where lightning struck, literally.
It's crazy.
One guy was killed, 13 other people were hurt. You never hear stories like this.
No.
Certainly not on the West Coast, anyway. And right on the beach, too. Lightning doesn't really, usually, you don't find that lightning is a problem on the beach, either West Coast or East Coast. It's usually inland, and it's in an area where there seem to be a lot of trees, at least that's
the,
my
yeah,
experience.
Or trailers. It was where the trailers are.
Yeah,
it was
right.
interesting to listen to the witnesses talk about it on the local news here in Los Angeles, because when you think of a lightning strike, you think of just one down, but they people that were describing it said it was like a sheet.
Yeah.
Almost of lightning that hit the water. So,
yeah, and it's certainly conductivity. Although, isn't salt water less conductive than
I think you're right.
Fresh water. It seems
yeah.
to me for some reason or another can't get it through. All right, let's go to the other coast. Another tragedy over the weekend. This time in Florida, a father was killed and his daughter seriously injured when a small plane crashed near Venice Beach. So we go from the Venice Beach on the West Coast to Venice Beach on the East Coast. Those of you who are listening, did you hear the story where we heard in Venice Beach? What's the story? Venice Airport contacted the Sarasota Sheriff's Office regarding a small plane in distress. They couldn't make it back to the airport. and there was a family from Georgia walking on the beach about a mile from the Venice Beach pier. And they didn't hear the plane. The plane was coming down. They didn't know anything. They didn't hear anything. And then the plane...
boom.
Right. Well, the plane engine probably wasn't working. That's what the problem was. And so this fellow, Ami Izuri, who is the father of this family from Georgia, was killed. His daughter, 9, critically injured, and is in the hospital in Tampa. Imagine the trauma. Can you imagine the trauma of something like that? And I think that's always what you bring. Excuse me. This is what I like to bring. Maybe like is the right word, but have you think about it? Because radio, the best I can do is give you word pictures, imagery. Think about it. From it's like a movie, you know, a Cary Grant movie or something. The plane's behind you, doesn't have an engine running. It's drifting down, down, down. You can't blow your horn. You can't open the door and yell out the window, get out of the way. It's just there, and all of a sudden, boom, it's on top of you.
Why wouldn't this guy have taken this out into the water about 50 or 100 feet?
I don't know the answer to that.
Why would he land it on the beach when he saw people there?
Could he not? Maybe he couldn't control it? Maybe.
I don't know,
he didn't have the presence of mind, maybe?
You're looking, I'm looking at a picture of this thing on the beach, and he's right where the water comes up on the beach, so it's right there at the break.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one wheel's in the beach and one wheel's in the water.
Yeah.
I've got to think he could have put this thing 100 feet out where he would have hit just as softly as the sand and been able to save himself and not injure anybody.
I don't have an answer to that. Anybody venture a guess? Kenny, comments on social media?
He was probably going to the bathroom in his pants and wasn't thinking clearly.
Right.
So.
Imagine. Let's turn this around for a second. Put yourself in the place of this fellow in the plane.
You don't know how you're going to react.
He's not that well trained. Who knows?
Maybe he was scared for his life if he landed in the water.
Right, speculation. Yeah. Right. So he's taking care of him instead of taking care of the people on the beach or thinking about it. And a lot of times, who knows? I had an incident yesterday. I was moving cows from one field to another, and I lost the brakes in the truck. And, man, I never had felt quite the same sensation because when I hit the pedal, it wasn't that they went to the floor. It was there was resistance at the top of the pedal. And because I had a trailer on that had electric brakes, there was a resistance from the rear brakes to the front brake system. And it made the system inoperable for a moment. But I had 13 cows in the back, probably 4.5-5 tons worth of animals pushing the truck. And I'm going down the hill. And it's Sunday afternoon, and I'm on the mess.
How fast were you going?
About 55. Yeah.
But you were on a turnpike.
I was on the turnpike.
So no red lights down. Start.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I mean, it was
so you had time to
end of weekend traffic and that kind of stuff coming up from the beaches. But, yeah, I just shifted down. But the reason I bring it up is not to tell you that there was presence of mind, but I'm so used to driving that truck. I'm so used to what the truck has for utility. That is how, and I think about these things from time to time. You know, what if you get yourself, you do that in, I mean, I don't know whether other people do it or not. It might be a good exercise.
I run myself through a situation mentally.
Yeah,
what if?
Right.
So that if a situation were to ever arise,
Exist.
You would have it kind of like a walkthrough in your brain already.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
My father taught me that, and this is hopefully something that all of you will carry forward, and maybe you've heard this from your father, or you heard it from others. I taught my children the same thing. You are best prepared if you are a defensive driver. Knowing what's around you. Some people, I love to drive, and I'm a good driver. I enjoy being on the road. There's a sense of freedom, whatever it is, the wonder. I just enjoy driving and do a lot of it. But I will tell you that I'm aware, and every vehicle I own has mirrors everywhere, because I want to know what's going on behind me, on my sides, all around you. You need to know what's going on around you, no matter what you're driving, because you can never tell, again, the sad story about what happened at the beach. I mean, how these people that are walking the beach got to protect themselves. But if you're in vehicles and there's something going wrong around you, then at least you have a fighting chance of being able to protect yourself and maybe the people that you love are maybe in that same vehicle with you. If you continue to be conscious and aware of what there is that's around you. There is so much stuff going on the highways today. Texting, people on the phone. We stopped at a light. Eric and Donald and I were moving the cows. So I stopped at a light, and there's a car next to us. The radio is so loud, and I looked over, and there's four kids in the car, not one of them over 18, and every one of them are on those damn text. They're on their cell phones. The guy driving is on a text line. He's now they drive away, and they're all on the text. They're all texting or looking at their device, and the music coming out of the car. It just made me think of how selfish people are. If nothing else, why would you want that? Why would you turn the music up that loud that you would disturb other people? That's just damn selfish. I think it is anyway. I mean,
I like to go grab their keys when you're at the stoplight and throw them over the media strip into the other lanes while coming traffic.
I'll fix them up. All right, Jennifer checks television news and information for us next here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association Convention is underway in Denver, and animal health is a top priority. I'm Risa Jill Miller. As Americans have more access to medications and controlled substances, keeping our pets protected from potentially lethal products is more important than ever. This includes making sure that lids are shut tight on prescription bottles and that all medicines and poisons are stored in closed cabinets. If an animal accidentally ingests a medication or controlled substance like marijuana, they should be taken to their vet immediately. Animal health and safety are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit AVMA.org.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, Your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready when it comes to protecting and defending America.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Chrissy DeSopo loves to garden. She's good at it, too. So good that her gardens have been featured in magazines like Country Living and Better Homes and Gardens. For 20 years, the Connecticut woman held garden tours to raise money for local charities. The tours became so popular that she raised nearly $200,000 for a variety of charities. But in the summer of 2012, a woman on the tour tripped on a walkway, hurt her ankle, and filed a claim for her injury. Then, the woman's husband threatened to sue for his own pain and suffering that he claimed was linked to his wife's hurt ankle. DeSopo, who makes a living as a painter, said that's when she realized she could lose her home because of a lawsuit. So, reluctantly, she decided to end her garden tours. Let's be fair. Excessive litigation in America affects many more people than just those who are directly sued. It affects charities, community groups, and many others, too. Find out how we're all affected. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man. I like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Thanks for checking in. This is the daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there, and Kenny, and Richie, here to entertain you, to inform you, to enthrall you. And one of the things that we like in terms of comments, not necessarily just the comments from us, because we don't have a corner on knowledge. We may have some expertise. We may have an opinion, which is swell, and that's what it's all about. Take the news and let's talk about what you think about things that are happening. So someone that's cut from that same jib, if you will, that same cloth, is Wendy Williams, somebody that I have, frankly, a great deal of admiration and respect for, because I think she's done a wonderful thing with her career. I think she's managed herself well. She knew who she was. She took advantage of who she was at various places in her career. She's very smart. So she has a daily television talk program, and she has interesting commentary, including the following, and I'd be interested to just sort of have people think about what she is focused on here. The idea is a case of profiling, a casting call for extras in a new movie called Straight Outta Compton, which is a history of the hip-hop group N.W.A. Now, I don't know anything about N.W.A.
That's the only way you can say their name on the air.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so let's listen to what she says.
But they were a massive...
That was Eazy-E's group, wasn't it?
No. Let me look it up.
Whatever. Why don't you look it up while we listen to Wendy talking about the controversy?
The A-list girls, this is for the extras for the movie. They're the hottest of the hot models. Must have real hair, no extensions, any race. Okay, that's A-list. B-list. These are fine girls, long natural hair, really nice bodies. You should be light-skinned. Beyonce prototype here. This is so wrong. I haven't even finished. All right, here's the C-list girls. These are African-American girls, medium to light-skinned, with a weave. Well, hold on now, because when I hit you with the last requirement, you might want to throw your wig down and walk out. Okay, now look. These are African-American girls, poor, not in good shape, medium to dark skin tone. I am so embarrassed for this company. I wonder if Universal Pictures still stays with the same casting agency, or do they release a politically correct statement saying that Universal has nothing to do with this, but they don't take actual action and fire the casting company. Now, you know, okay, but on the other hand, all these girls trying out are actresses and actors. And people who are actresses and actors are used to hearing the cold, hard truth about themselves. And they are. You know, if you want them old, you know, they need the old type. You know, if you're too fat, they let you know in casting. You are too fat for this job, or you are too dark for this job, or you look too Latino for this job. I mean, Hollywood is a cruel, tough business. Why do you think people get paid so much money to act? They deserve it. All the cruelty that they have to suffer through the hands of people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.